Do you want to put your costume on? I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I was going to do that. I'm going to stay up here and hide in my room. I'll meet you down in the boat.
I wonder if you saw that for a stick of butter.
Do you want to come along, Ivan?
Get me away from the dog.
That there's ample opportunity for theft on a ghost ship.
I would so thank you if your owner was not around. I would eat you,
beep beep. Beep beep. Beep beep. Beep beep. I'm a sheep.
Remember, 3 minutes. Stir it, then three
I
minutes.
I believe that's bleep bleep, I'm a sheep.
No, beep beep, I'm a sheep. Your powers, and they're gone now?
We're taking a small break. Here's a side conversation, since apparently you guys like them. Yeah, dude, seriously, Mega Man sliding effects, it always drove me up the wall.
I'm a badass, I have destroyed, whack! Ah!
Pew, 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 pew.
You pew 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 pew. I have to go back to killing you stupid little pew 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 pew. Stupid Metars! Don't you keep, like, my super stuff saved somewhere? Oh, I'm terribly sorry I lost it in a file conversion. Damn you, Nathan. Nathan Tolbert. Or there's the internet belief. Dr. Light dumps them all in the South River in order to prevent Mega Man from being sued for animal killing endangered species.
I can see that.
Or from becoming too powerful.
I cannot control you any further. Although it doesn't make sense once you hit Mega Man X, because at that point, X has no master. So apparently he's the one dumping his own weapon.
How do I save?
Control Z. No, shit!
Wait, and then the next one. Okay, last time I did this, I screwed up. So which one did I press? I don't remember.
Control P.
Well, I got a picture of it.
Okay, let's try this one. Control Z. Oh, crap, that's the one I did last time.
Damn it! In the later games, it does make sense, because X becomes a certified pacifist, essentially. The single most powerful being on the planet is a fucking pacifist.
You know, have you ever noticed that the single most powerful being always becomes either a pacifist or tries to dominate the world? Why can't it just be kind of mediocre? Like, yeah, I'm a sergeant in the army. Whatever.
In Parasite Eve, she actually steals her own powers.
She steals her own
seals.
Oh, seals. I don't mind those because it's, you know, it's kind of like, if it's just, yeah. What use are you going to have for psychic powers in the everyday world?
Telekinesis would be freaking awesome.
Let me rephrase it. Let me rephrase this. The ability to set things on fire with your mind, essentially.
Healing is good.
Ooh,
though.
Pyrokinesis.
Anywho. Well, no.
There's actually an entire game of that I played when I was younger. I want to run, but
I think, wasn't it?
It's kind of like the Esper genre from
Eve.
And
they just randomly set really people cool, on actually. Fire when they were too close to them.
It's kind of like superhero.
It was just
you know,
Eve.
But it's less hero-y.
Yeah, well, anything I can do with me. I can do anything I want with Mutant Mastermind. That is a beautiful system. Anyway,
mitochondria don't work like that, by the way.
We should do a Mutant Mastermind where we're not just heroes.
That's what Aeon City is.
Oh, yeah.
You're people with normal powers, and the city has gone to shit. You can either save it or take it over.
Hey, it's like,
Infamous? Yes, I'm strongly pulling from that.
City on lockdown. City sucks.
Yeah.
But now we're a group instead of one guy and then random sidekick.
Yeah, and you don't also, you know, randomly cling to parts of buildings as you want.
And I'll point out, most of us can't shrug off bullets.
I don't know, I might be.
Yes, you cannot shrug off the bullets in Mutant Mastermind. Bang! Ah!
I was originally going to have my champion have no powers beyond his summon minion.
And then he realized that a single pistol bullet could take his ass down.
At which point, my minion would probably either fall apart or go crazy.
Yeah. So you're like, ha-ha! I was like, okay, sure, I'll have one guy shoot at you. You know, one guy take a pot shot, tense that thing over there, bang! Ah!
So I took protection, whatever, rat power level we
anywho.
I think it'd be fun to prank Skill Monkey.
So you go ahead and give me a guts check as you're attempting to get on the boat in your costume.
Okay. Four.
Okay. You can get on the little dinghy, you guys see a storm kind of rolling in, as I was mentioning earlier.
Well, we can get on it quickly before the storm comes in, hopefully. Get on the other boat, that is.
Yes. So I will sneak onto the dinghy, while everyone's distracted with the boats.
Row,
and then
your boat,
the
gently down the stream.
Okay,
I get to
there's a pair of crewmen who, of course, like, hey, they run the boat for you. Hey.
Do they have faces?
No, they don't have names. Unless they do something badass.
Okay.
He rows that boat really hard.
Fine, Johnny and Jimmy.
They don't need names.
Anyway, Johnny and Jimmy row the boat. You guys get on over, they kind of throw the little rope ladders up and they...
Is Johnny and Jimmy the same people who made Jimmy John's?
No.
That would be Jimmy Johnny's. Or Johnny Jimmy's.
Alright. Johnny Jimmy's door?
We climb on up the boat.
You guys climb on up. Normally, this is something that you could easily do, but with a storm rolling in, you guys never really doing a whole lot of this stuff at sea, just go ahead and give me a simple climb check. Don't majorly screw it up, but of course this is the time where I'm looking for you to majorly screw it up.
Is it agility or just...
It's climbing.
Climbing is strength. It's base, but it's a...
It's a skill.
Yep.
It is a skill. Yes.
7. You probably don't need to spend your... You didn't majorly screw up there. You just got a 3, so you probably don't make it up.
10.
I got a 1.
You climbed just fine.
I actually put a coin in there. It made me happy because it's like, oh, I get to use a skill that I thought I wouldn't be able to use, and all of a sudden,
dude.
Damn it! Quite a while before I get to use my riding skill.
Is there... What qualifies as a major screw-up?
A 1 or less. On both dice.
On both dice?
Including penalties.
Do you have climb as a skill?
No.
You have -2 to it, then.
I know that. Well, I got... Well, I rolled a 3 and a 1.
You got a -1 and a 1. You're not majorly screwing up yet.
Yes, he is. 1 or below.
Oh, okay.
That's what he said.
So you probably want to spend your Benny, then.
Yeah.
Jessica doesn't have climbing.
Do you have climbing?
Yeah.
So me and Alex are the only one that have climbing.
There's no way I'm going to be able to get above
that. That's funny.
You mean you need to get a 4 better?
If we're ever required to climb a tree, it's me and Alec going up the tree.
Alright, so he kind of, as he's kind of going up, he falls into the water, gets soaking wet.
And he's sick already.
And he's sick oh, I forgot about the fatigue level.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going to be able to make that.
That's a 5+. Anyway, you crawl back into the boat, and with some assistance you kind of come up, but now you're sick.
And wet.
And wet.
Is that -2 fatigue?
No. Not quite.
Let's keep an eye out for a towel for you.
You could, yes, you can try again. Okay. And what I'm waiting, I'm just checking to see if you get wet. That's what I'm checking for. Don't bother rolling anymore. You're already wet. Now you climb up like a ninja. Anywho.
Apparently water activates your superpowers.
And your powers combine. I am Captain Soggy Blanket. Okay.
Get a baby to activate your latent superpowers.
As you guys climb up onto the deck of the ship, of course you see nothing. Seems like a fairly normal ship, just complete and utter lack of people. You guys can feel that it is slowly going forward, but imagine like most of the coal and steam is kind of dying out, but the last little bit it's kind of shooting out the top.
Right. We should either check the engine room or the captain's quarters.
I think we should check both of those and also below decks.
Because those both require someone to actually be able to move this thing.
Let's head up to the captain's quarters first. That will give us a general view of the ship.
Yes, sir. You want us to check out the engine room?
Stay
Don't die.
With us.
Stay with us, Mooks. We need you.
You sure, sir? It'd be faster if we split up.
We don't want to send you to your deaths.
Excuse me?
Oh,
what do you mean
sorry.
By that, sir?
Well, that's exactly how we respond to.
We're not sure if this was pirates doing or not. We were hesitant to send anyone apart.
You have whistles? We have pistols. We'll be fine. Here's a whistle. Okay. Not if you encounter anyone.
Alright.
We'll be down in the engine room.
Don't double cross us!
Please, sir, we're nameless moops.
That makes you more likely.
Hey, you're not nameless. Your names are Jimmy and Johnny. Johnny.
What? We're Sally and Susie. Shut up!
Sir, I'm Sally. This is Susie. I like makeup and ponies.
Right, one moment.
Okay, Tabitha.
Still hot.
That produced more than I was thinking.
So, do you guys want pistols?
I won't need one.
I have my shotgun for now.
I'll take one just in your case.
I take one, fully loaded.
Dude, you just help yourself to my damn bag. That's fine. Next time you stick your hand in my bag, I will stab you.
The rowers don't think this is yours.
My bag.
And then after they left, you climbed on easily.
Yes.
I rolled for you.
Thank you. Right. I was eager to get off that.
And I hand you
a pistol. Everyone's minus two. Actually, technically, you're minus four for climbing.
Hmm?
She has phobia of water.
Oh, minus two whenever nearby.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we
and it's not just drinking water. It's like phobia, you know, drowning.
Drowning.
Yes. If
any large amounts of water.
If there's a glass of water around, she's fine.
If it's a puddle, I'm fine.
If it's a pool, you might.
Yeah, starting to get slightly uncomfortable, but no real penalties. Once you start getting to things like, you know, lakes and rivers. Ponds and crap like that.
Yeah. All right. So up the stairs or whatever.
Yep. You guys have stairs. You guys can see that the ship is still swaying slightly with the currents. Seen up there is, of course, the helm that's just kind of sputtering slightly. You can see that up here, it's obvious that this place hasn't been used in at least a little while.
I'm going to search for a captain's logbook or anything like that.
Give me a note check.
I'll just be following the group. Keep an eye out.
14.
Right, obviously you know where this is. In one of your previous jobs, you had to hunt down a captain on a ship.
I read a lot of penny novels.
No, there aren't.
Okay, because it said on the ingredients to worry about.
Yeah, there's almost always onions in food. It's just this, so far, what I've picked through is negligible in size.
I read a lot of penny novels. Apparently some of them were actually fairly accurate.
Written by a former captain, there we go.
Yep.
Flipping through it, nothing terribly exciting until, of course, you get to about the towards the last, I'd say, five or so, as per usual. It said that they picked up there was a ship adrift, and that this was actually dated about a week or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
They found a ship adrift, old, old style of ship. They stopped to check it out, and they found basically five or six crates of gold doubloons. They picked it up for the museum, or for some rewards. And of course, it started, then the next entry that mentions that basically people started getting, you know, kind of sick. Nothing out of the usual. Third entry, dated a few days ago, something kind of buggered up with their engines, is the word. And they kind of slowed down. The third day they mentioned that, or the second to last.
Fourth day.
They mentioned that even things like, you know, power and electricity and whatnot were shutting off. They don't know why. The last day they mentioned that they could have sworn that they saw a ship off in the distance. And they mentioned that they were looking forward to rescue.
Was that like yesterday?
Yep.
So,
okay. That was
yesterday. They saw us.
I guess I was reading this aloud, so.
Something.
We look forward to being. I'm sorry. Not phonetic reader.
I suppose I hang on to the.
Logbook.
So the obviously was good. That's good.
Well, this is dated yesterday.
Hey, I'm not there.
They.
Did them yesterday or.
No. We.
So they didn't see us.
They mentioned gold doubloons, and the trouble seemed to start about the time they picked this up.
Well, you don't see ships day away.
We might want to go.
So they saw a ship before us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we might want to head down, check the cargo hold, see if there's anything, if that's still here.
I wonder if those two crewmen will get any ideas if they see
those gold doubloons if they're still
there. Well, let's head down and find out.
Maybe it was cursed.
If it was cursed, I don't want to bring it onto our ship.
I like how since we joined the Rippers, we're very open to this kind of thing.
You don't have a doubting Thomas in the group.
I've pretty much accepted the existence of things like this.
I got my neck ripped up by a hag. That's a very good wake-up call.
Right. Well, those hellhounds were very interesting.
Let's head down. I pull out a slug and chamber it in my shotgun.
Okay. You guys will head down. The two crewmen, of course, walk back up. Nothing terribly odd in the engine room. Everything checks out. It's, no, everything worked fine.
Everything was working, or?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It had to have been.
Why?
The ship's going forward.
Well, we found the logbook, and they mentioned several failures of both the engines and most other electrical and things on the ship.
Oh, nothing was wrong in there.
Interesting. Well, let's go check the rest of the ship. Cargo hold, I suppose.
Indeed, that's good.
Close it to the water. What if there's a hole? we would be sinking.
What
could be a tiny hole? We could run into an iceberg.
You are a very large cat, man.
I'm not there. Thing in the background.
You hear something?
Must be the wind.
I'd be a survivor. They open the closets, begin to look, try to spawn you.
One of the survivors walks out, is instantly huntered, and then, no, is instantly smokered into spitter goo and dies.
And then rage quits. Anyway.
No. A tank comes out and punches him off the ship.
No, we find all four survivors. A car comes out of nowhere and lands on all four.
So much. Anyway.
That was funny.
The only thing you guys really find is two wooden boxes. Could be said to be old treasure chests sitting in the cargo hold. The two extras are more than happy to go, oh, hello.
I opened the box.
They should be full of gold.
I closed the box.
Give me a spare check.
Close the box.
Yep, you're a kleptomaniac.
It's not so much of a value, though.
I don't care. You saw something shiny. I just want to see if you actually slipped one in your pack.
Five?
Okay. Keep closing.
Shiny.
Oh, my lord, that was gold.
That wasn't.
Yes, it was.
That wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was chocolate coins.
That's gold.
God, it's
smart. I think we should take this, or even be messing with it.
Why?
It's cursed.
The logbook mentioned them bringing the gold on board, and once they did, things seemed to start going very badly for them.
Oh, what are you, superstitious?
It's cursed.
Says the sailor, one of the notably most superstitious lots in existence.
But it's gold!
It's cursed gold.
What is it? This isn't Aztec gold.
It might be.
How do you know?
It doesn't look Aztec. Trust me, I know what Aztec looks like.
Do you now?
Do you?
Yes, it's got angry faces on it.
And what does this have on it?
Sailing boats. Obviously Spanish. Any sailor worth his salt would know this. Judging by the mint, I would say that this is probably circa 1400s, probably cast in the forges of, I'm guessing.
Wow, are you some kind of expert?
No, any sailor worth of salt knows this.
I think I picked the wrong profession.
No, we should probably take this onto the ship.
No.
Why not?
It stays here.
Oh, well, fine, we'll report this to the captain, then. If nothing else. You can report.
Alright, well, I suppose we should search the rest of the ship for survivors.
You will find them.
I'll make sure I'm the last one out
of
the
room. You find a cat in a closet?
I'm fine. No one's on the ship. Most of their stuff is still there on the ship, but anything like money would be is gone.
Oh, this is looking more and more like the work of pirates. Although, why they leave the gold in the cargo hold is beyond me.
Why are we leaving it there?
That's what Sam's asking. Why the hell are we leaving the gold?
Because pirates believe in Christmas.
As apparently do U.S. Marshals as well.
You've seen Wild Wild West.
You mean giant mechanical spiders that shoot fireballs?
Yeah, well, Will Smith is a U.S. Marshal in that, though.
Alright, so you guys will head back onto the other ship. You guys will row back over, you slip, of course, in. And the,
Hey, what did you hide?
The ship was completely empty. I think it might have been the work of pirates.
We did recover the captain's logbook, however.
Oh, fantastic. Where did anything go?
I'm sorry?
He said the cargo hold.
Yes, that's right. Where did anything go?
Yes. The mentioned in the logbook there, there's two chests of gold. However, it seems like their troubles started when they took the gold on board, and we thought it best to just leave it there.
Ruin! Ruin gold! I like ruin. Go get the gold.
It's not our ship. We can't do anything about it.
Oh,
great, the captain is a doubting Thomas. Go for the cat.
Alright.
Well, so, all the things that you gotta do, make sure that we don't deal with any contacts we have not dealt with the supernatural. We also must add on to the, we don't sell on ships, don't have rippers. As it happens.
Alright. Well, since there's not much we can do to the gold, and that'll take a little while we're waiting, why don't we go check the lower levels for our stuff?
Good idea. Or at least that boy.
Alright. Simple streetwise.
Is that storm getting worse? It doesn't seem to be centralized on our location.
Four?
Oh, you track... They're, sure, they're son of Irish. No. You kind of describe what the Hauptmans are described to you, and they kind of go, yeah, that sounds, like Shannon.
Shannon?
Shannon. You don't speak English.
Right.
No, he doesn't. Well, I speak American.
Ugh. Learn to speak English, buddy, Englishman.
American!
And they kind of point over. You could, basically, when you guys get to the lower deck, you can kind of see that there's no real, like, private room. These are kind of, you know, like, one giant common room. They just kind of stack together and try and sleep. And he points over to him, and the little kid kind of looks and kind of goes pale.
Go up there. Shannon.
Hello, Governor.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Well, not so good lately. It seems as though my possessions have been stolen.
Real
as well as
that
those
is.
Of my compatriot here.
Real shame, that is.
We heard from a little bird there was a young Irish boy going through our cabin.
Oh, bird. I love birds. Did you see one flying around the ship? I seem to have lost my parakeet.
It
was about yay big, blue. He had kind of a pink nose.
No, I'm afraid I haven't seen
see,
it.
Have you seen it? It's really important to me.
Have you seen a couple of pistols?
See, it means the world
about
to me.
He
gets real scared when he's not.
Maybe.
Look, kid, we just want our stuff back. That's all there is to it.
Okay. Give me an intimidate.
instead of using someone else.
For once, I was able to intimidate.
I was debating whether to make it persuasion, just be mean, but.
Three.
I don't know who took your stuff.
I'll give you half a pound for it back.
I will give you half a pound for it.
A whole pound for it? Well,
give me persuasion. You can do the main, you can do the assist. I failed to assist.
Alright. Terribly sorry about it. I mean, I was just paid to nick your stuff.
Yes.
No, not a big deal. Well, I guess he gets a whole pound out of the deal.
he returns your guys' stuff. You are missing one pistol bullet.
What?
Darn, I only have 46 pistol bullets now.
I still have 49.
Alright, and with that, is there anything else you guys want to do on the ship? Otherwise, it will speed forward through the storm.
I am inside my room, under my blankets, with the bucket next to my bed.
I'm running around the ship, trying to avoid going back to my room.
I spontaneously have a lot of shotgun and rock salt bullets.
Alright. Huh. You guys sail on through. Land in Montreal.
Nothing comes to the coins?
Nope.
Huh.
Don't worry, I'll curse someone later.
I walk out into the moonlight.
You're kind of pale, maybe? You have hair on your knuckles? You have a hairy palm?
Damn it. The priest was right. I need to stop doing that. So I can still see.
Alright, so most of the time just like, well, that was a pleasant trip, except for the whole empty ship and whatnot.
That was kind of creepy.
Yes, well, possibly a random freak accident. You never know.
Well, it seemed as though they had gotten rescued, perhaps, or something.
If
that's so in the captain's logbook anyway. What was the name of the ship?
Which one?
The ship had nobody in it.
SS Elite.
Could you look up through your contacts what happened to the SS Elite?
I don't actually have contacts within the U.S. government. They just kind of contact me. As in, I never took that edge. And I assume even since I don't have that, I can't call in people.
You guys could always like research in the newspapers, but that's about it.
And these are Canadian newspapers.
Yeah, you're in Montreal.
No, this only happened, well, more than a week now, but...
Yeah, more than a week now, but...
So, probably nothing will pop up.
You guys are going to be the newspaper article. Well, I suggest we begin hunting down a Sasquatch. We're usually located in remote areas. You happen to know any friends in these parts who might be able to assist us?
I'm from China.
I'm afraid I haven't been to the Americas before.
About either of you two?
I'm hugging a tree.
Is there a U.S. embassy about? I suppose I can see if there's anyone I know here.
Not really. Not here.
Any U.S. military bases?
No, not in Canada.
I strongly doubt there's
Do you have any other friends? Any of those other creepy friends that you were trying to convince me to fund?
Right, let's ask around, see if there's a Ripper Lodge nearby.
There's one in
the Vancouver Lodge.
What?
Welcome to the...
Can I get one of those potions?
No.
Well, there was that.
I'll pay you £5 a month to join the cabal instead. £5.
Can I get the potion?
Yes.
Okay.
Where do you have to sign on the dotted line?
I have to sign stuff?
Yeah. This is cabal.
I'm just kind of illiterate.
Put an axe. Most of our people are illiterate.
But how do you know that's my axe?
That's a good question.
Oh,
your soul.
Mud.
Your soul was made of mud?
Apparently.
No, that's your mud soul.
I expected it to be made of dust and tumbleweeds.
It rained.
Alright, go ahead and give me a streetwise to ask around about the Rippers.
Well, Rippers, is there any eclectic group here who seems to hunt lots of...
I got a four.
All right. You guys will indeed find the Montreal Ripper Lodge.
Isn't that technically a two?
Mine?
Yeah, you're an outsider.
Oh, yes, mine is technically a two, yes.
So no, Canada's close enough to an English colony.